everyone.
Hello.
Just to let you know,
we're going to hawk our wares at you.
Just to let you know that for the next couple of weeks, we've got merch available. It won't be available forever. So if you want it, go and get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we find it?
That's coming later.
You'll have to find out.
You'll be able to find it through the links in our socials. Enjoy the episode. Good luck editing that together.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everyone. You asked, and we answered. This is our Young Dracula episode. It's been a long time in the making. We have kind of spent the last month watching the entire show, and we found that we had quite a lot to say because this is an entire drama. And some of you we know can very well handle a long episode, but Laura's just put her head around the door. She's watching me. You're not invited to this bit. Go. not all of you want, you know, something super long. So we have split episode one into two parts, A and B. They are the same episode, but we've just kind of split it up to make it more manageable, but they are coming out on the same day. So this is part A. So we kind of apologise for how much Young Dracula content is coming your way, but we just had so much to say about these five seasons. I have absolutely cackled my way through these five seasons. We've had so much fun researching it. And we hope you have just as much fun listening to the episode or watching it on YouTube, because this one, we did it in a studio. We dressed up. So yeah, we really went for it on this one. Thank you again for sticking with us. We will have seasons 3, 4, and 5 out for you in 2 weeks. Oh, and just an editor's note. I had to really hold back on the clips here. I wanted to include everything, but we don't have time for that. So what I do recommend is going and watching the whole show, because wow, it's so much better than I remembered. Oh, and this is an important one. Spoilers. Of course, this episode contains many spoilers. That's all from me. Enjoy the show.
I'm saying if you do have a kink, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Meg's just trying to unpop her ears.
If I hold my nose, I can't breathe.
Okay. We are recording.
Oh. Sorry, we're just trying to sort out Meg's head.
Something wrong with my head, mate.
How are we all this morning?
Deaf in one ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's early and we're all very made up.
It's not that early.
No, but like we're not usually full glam before 10.
I don't know if I would call what I'm wearing glam more, I don't know.
Full glitz.
Sketty.
I bought a smoothie and it's horrible.
I'm sorry.
I bought a smoothie and a muffin and it cost me £9.50.
We're worried that the smoothie is going to give her an allergic reaction because it may or may not have dates in it.
So oh, you, my ear just popped, that's fine.
You may just see Meg swell.
Blow up. Yeah. Oh, you don't look happy.
Let's just do it.
Okay.
Welcome.
Oh, so excited to be talking about this.
What's on your fingers?
Well, these are, because of my job, I can't have long nails. So these are like metal versions.
You could get press on.
No, because they ruin your nails, don't they?
I have no idea.
Because when you take them off, which I will have to take them off to work.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. So if you've not guessed already, this is the Young Dracula episode. So this is a YouTube one.
Oh, we're filming it.
Yeah.
You can see us.
You can see us, yeah. It's fine. I'm going to have to take one of these off because it'll fall off because it's on my little finger. But the rest look all right, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for reference, I own all of this. Elsie purchased all, well, actually, I also own those shoes.
Yeah, these are Laura's shoes that she let me borrow. They're so comfy. I really like them.
And I think Meg owns...
This is just how I dress.
Yeah. I made this.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
I didn't really want to contribute to the vampire garb because I felt like a prat. And I would have felt even more of a prat as we got in the Uber this morning. So
I walked into
I'm happy with my decisions.
Small town part of London coffee shop.
Yeah, and I had to go in there with them.
Honestly, I'm happy we dressed up. I think it was a good decision.
To be fair, I would wear this normally.
You would. She would as well.
Yeah, Laura's not dressed up. So this is how she is.
This is an episode that Meg has been asking us to do for a really long time. Meg really wanted to do Young Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And I kept saying, "Oh, it's gonna take a lot of research. It's going to take a long time to prepare for that one because there's a lot of it."
You'd spent as much time on your research as you have buying clothes on the internet.
Listen, I have been balls deep in Young Dracula for the past however many weeks. I have, because
I don't think that's so funny. Child, mate.
So we're going to split this into two. So we've got series 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and then we've got series 3, 4, and 5. Yeah. We're going to do those separately because
the dark times.
They're essentially two different shows.
Yeah.
So on Wikipedia, it says, you know, teen drama, supernatural drama, sitcom, bracket series 1 and 2 only. So.
Now, Master, promise you won't be angry.
No, I like being angry.
Promise you won't hurt me.
Again, not a commitment I feel I can make.
Yeah.
Also, because a bunch of stuff changed, like the location of filming changed, the cast. Not everyone, some of the cast.
Yeah, the main cast is the same, but yeah, we're going to be talking about the Branagh years, the Welsh years.
The Welsh years.
The Welsh years. It's so Welsh. I love it.
Ha, ha. Shouldn't you two be up playing rugby and getting badly injured?
Come on, I'm hungry. Race you to the muesli.
Oh, Robin, why can't you be happy like Ian and Paul?
They're not happy. They can cast.
So this is the episode that Laura is going to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't know this show existed. This was before I got interested in the genre, because Twilight is what kicked it off, I'm ashamed to say.
But you own more than a few Anne Rice books.
Yeah.
You've shown us Interview with a Vampire, which we all enjoyed.
It's such a good
movie. You're a very...
Enjoyed is a stretch.
And it's such a good movie. What are you talking about? From...
Astarion.
Astarion, yeah, from Baldur's, yeah, Gate, Baldur's Gate, whatever. You're into all that, so...
Yeah, I told us the other day. I think... I can't remember. The last time I counted, it was...
counted.
Oh, because of the count.
Oh, one.
No, the best line from Count Dracula is...
Do I need to spell it out for you? M-O-B.
I am Count Dracula, not Spell Dracula.
Because I'd read something like 300 vampire books,
mm-hmm,
in like 15 years. More than that, I don't know.
Yeah. So she was a bit worried that she was going to embarrass herself in this episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm so proud of this.
So, who remembers Young Dracula, like watching it? Is it? Yeah, me too. But I only remember series one and two clearly.
Yeah, me too. And I definitely watched it all, but I remember my mum watching it on
your mum?
iPlayer on catch up.
Got a problem with that?
No. I mean, yes. You won't get away with it, you beautiful freak.
Well, you guys probably watched it when they reran it before season 3 and 4 and 5, right?
I think so, yeah. So I...
Oh, they reran it a lot.
So I barely remember the darker seasons. I hardly remember them at all. So for me, the way Young Dracula ended was the cliffhanger at the end of series 2.
Mm. Is he dead?
I don't know. I don't care.
He's your brother! You must help him!
I'll decide what I must do. Because I'm in charge now.
Traitor! You will pay for this betrayal, Ingrid!
Silence! From now on, you will call me Countess Dracula. Watch me as I avenge Will's death. Make the streets of Stokely run red with blood.
And then there was 3 years between that and the darker, more adult, non-sitcom seasons. So... I am going to watch the darker ones between now and next week, but I've just rewatched the Welsh seasons and, oh my God, I'm so excited to start talking about it. So what did you guys think?
Yeah, well, I really liked series, I thought series one was okay. Series two, in my opinion, was much, much better than series one. But I've got my own reasons for that.
Reasons of my own.
I'm the opposite. I preferred season one to season two. But I did overall really enjoy it. I was like, you guys said that I would really like it, and I was pleasantly surprised. This is also, I think, the first show, at least for me, that I actually watched all of it. Because usually we don't watch all of a show.
Yes, this one we're going to watch all of it. Yeah. We haven't for the others. Oh, Bagpuss we watched. Well, I did anyway.
Well, to be fair, there's only like 13 episodes of Bagpuss, whereas there's 60 episodes of this. So
yeah, there's 5 seasons. There's 13 episodes in each season, apart from one,
series one,
which is 14. 14. Yeah, we've done our research. We can count. So, Young Dracula is based on a book by Michael Lawrence.
On a book by Bram Stoker.
Okay. Yes. Fair enough.
I just like that this show is
credit
fan
where
fiction.
Credit's due.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Well done, Mr. Stoker.
So, I didn't know this until last night. I've been researching this for ages. I knew it was based on a book, and I knew that I wasn't going to read it because it's like very young children that it's aimed at. It's not long, and Vlad is called Wilfred in it.
When's the book from?
Oh God, I don't know, the early 2000s maybe. Okay. But I've actually
Was Wilfred a more common name at the time? No.
Is it now? No.
No, exactly. So if it was written in like the 30s.
Yeah, no. Oh no, he's a modern author. Okay.
Can you imagine if something like that was written in the 30s.
So cool. Ahead of his time.
Yeah. I love published fan fiction.
I know,
you it's such a fun genre.
So I've actually read a book by Michael Lawrence. It was called The Meanest Genie, and I got it out from the library when I was like maybe 9 or 10, and I still think about it to this day. I really, really enjoyed it. I honestly had no idea that Young Dracula was based on a book by the same author. So it's about...
They don't advertise it. So.
No, they don't actually.
It's in the post credits, because on Wikipedia it says it's based on Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Which it technically is.
Yeah. But in the credits it says this book.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that does make more sense, because what a leap to get from Bram Stoker's Dracula to Young Dracula.
Mm. What exactly is going on?
Sorry for disturbing you, Master.
Silence!
Ingrid wants Renfield to turn the hearse around and go back to Transylvania.
Oh, you do, do you? And what about the angry, torch-wielding Transylvanian peasant mob, hmm? Would you like to go back to them, too?
Yeah, well, better going back to face them than living in this dump. I mean, look at it. It's so normal. Normal. That's just what I was thinking.
So it's about Vlad, who is the son of Count Dracula, his older sister Ingrid, who is the daughter of Count Dracula, and they have the other orbiting characters are Renfield, the sort of serf, and...
Sort of, he definitely is.
And Zoltan, who is a stuffed hellhound that sort of is Vlad's friend. So they move to Stokely, the town of Stokely, because they were chased out from Transylvania by an angry mob. So they've got to reintegrate themselves into normal life. Ingrid and the Count don't want to. They're vampires, they're evil. Vlad, who has not come into his full powers yet, wants to be a nice, normal boy.
See, Ingrid's vile. Why can't you be like her?
Because I like being me. I like being nice.
And he makes friends with the neighbouring...
normal boy.
Yes, the neighbouring... unbelievably Welsh family.
There's so many characters in this. Like, I don't think I ever appreciated how many recurring characters there are. But like, I don't know about the later series yet, but series one and two
is kind of about three families.
Yeah.
So you've got the Draculas, the Branners, and the Van Helsings. So there's also Vampire Slayer, who was the woodwork teacher at the school, and his very first line is he's addressing the class and he says, "My name is Mr. Van Helsing. I'm here to show you how to turn wood into cud."
How to be inspiring as a teacher.
Did you guys have woodworking at school
for a few weeks? It wasn't a permanent subject,
my school specialised in design and technology.
I know, yeah.
So
weird.
We had DT, but we spent like all of the time on probably some cheap version of CAD and making
probably
stuff.
Was CAD?
No, maybe it was CAD. We it's a design software.
It's like a design software.
Okay.
So we would make. I remember one. We made like thumb drive holders out of Lego, or we spent our time making pasta bridges. Valuable learning.
Did you do pewter? No, you didn't make like little things on CAD that were like key rings, and then like made them out of pewter, and then
No, we just made them out of Lego.
Oh, they just made them out of Lego.
Yeah,
it is a sitcom.
So you must be Vladimir and Ingrid,
and you must be wearing that for charity.
Oh, a free thinker, splendid stuff.
P.S. I shall drain all the fat from your cows.
Oh, so eloquent, Master.
Mum's pregnant? How did this happen?
Well, when a mummy and daddy love each other, they make a special wish for a baby.
Yes, but mummy doesn't love daddy.
At first.
I think
definitely at first, which is my issue with it, really.
Oh, yeah?
Because the issue I had with the first series was that
like, and we get to talk about this a lot, actually, that it's not as much of an issue if you're, you know, 10 years old in 2008 and what you're catching is the odd episode on repeat and you're not watching it beginning to end. It doesn't get boring to hear, Vlad, when will you realise that you're a vampire?
I am the Prince of Darkness. Yeah,
you have to get used to it or whatever. Like, there's a lot of, this is your destiny. It's said, like, every episode. And the problem I had with series one is that there was nothing driving the series because they were still set on this sitcom format in which everything has to go back to the same way it was. So even in the episodes where you see, like, Mr. Van Helsing and the Count making, building bridges and that kind of thing, where, like, maybe you think, oh, he's going to...
pasta?
Yeah. And nothing actually changes. They are still going to be...
The three families bouncing off each other. Yeah. So Vlad with his wanting to be part of the Branners, the Branners' eldest son played by Craig Roberts, obviously. Sorry, no, you're right. Middle child. Middle child wants to be a vampire, so it's like a sort of culture clash comedy. Yeah,
but series two has got more of a theme running through the series that drives it, and it's still, obviously it's still funny, but it's more of a teen drama, and I prefer. I think it's better like that personally.
Ingrid Way, what?
I just wanted to say goodbye.
I'm only going to be in there 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but when Boris changed, he became selfish and evil.
Well, I'm already selfish and evil. Only now I'll come with added fangs.
So should we talk about the actors? Because, yes, it's a sitcom, and yes, some of the writing is really, really funny, but I do think that it is carried by the performances.
Mm. They're surprised, like, I think we've talked shit about child actors. If not recorded, we have to each other talk shit about child actors before. And I was like, really pleasantly.
No, we haven't. We've been really good.
Elsie once asked us, she was like, could you name any non-annoying child actor?
Oh, yeah, I totally could.
Craig Roberts. Oh, no, wait.
Craig Roberts is brilliant. But like, no, don't be mean. Craig Roberts is fantastic.
My name is a vampire. Excellent.
I think he's fantastic now.
He's so good.
You were talking about currently working, and all the ones we could think of are adults now.
Yeah.
But I was really pleasantly surprised by how good the child actors are.
Vlad is, so Geron Howell, he's called, or Geron Howell. Oh,
really,
I don't know.
Welsh.
Yeah.
It's so fucking Welsh. I love it.
Because everything is the BBC so is filmed in Wales. So.
I like my little headcanon because Ingrid and the Count both have English accents.
Yes.
And then Vlad has a Welsh accent, and in my head I'm like, the way he learned English was just watching Welsh news or Welsh telly, so that's
or CBBC
or CBBC so that's how he's got his accent.
No, he's really, really brilliant. He's so cute.
The only person who knows I'm a vampire is Robin, and he's promised that he won't tell a single soul.
Well, don't come running in my direction when you're named and shamed as the spawn of Dracula.
Zoltan, relax, it's gonna be chilly. I mean, cool. That's what kids say around here, isn't it?
Yeah. As in, isn't it cool we slayed the vampire?
So there's one scene when the camera is held on him and he's talking about how he's going to, when he's 16, become a vampire and he won't be able to go outside anymore and he'll watch all his friends grow old. And he's maybe 12 years old, and in this one held shot he just starts crying, and it's so, don't laugh, it's really sad.
I'm gonna grow up to be a vampire and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm gonna watch all my friends grow old and die, and I'll still be here flapping around in this gloomy old castle.
You make it sound so negative.
Oh, cut that out.
Okay. So he's great. Claire Thomas, who plays Ingrid,
so good. She has no business being that pretty.
She is pretty. She's beautiful in a way that's unfair.
Yeah,
she's so gorgeous. Like, I mean, I've started, full disclosure, I've started to watch the later seasons. Oh my god.
She's almost finished to watch the later seasons.
Yeah, but I'm pretending that I haven't.
Going to reveal that she does actually like women.
Mm-hmm. What?
I thought you were finally going to reveal that you've started watching lesbian porn.
Take your hand off me.
Don't be touching me while you're saying lesbian porn.
One of these days, you'll be honest with yourself, Elsie.
They keep thinking that I'm... Anyway, it's fine. So, I'm not... Anyway, so... Claire Thomas is fantastic. And what I love about her performance is that she hardly does anything.
Ingrid, your mother's dead.
You're dead. We're all dead.
You still can't go and live with her.
You're just mad because she left you for a werewolf.
She did not leave me for a werewolf. We mutually agreed to separate.
After she met a werewolf.
Vladimir keeps the room. It's his birthright.
And what's my birthright?
I don't know. Cleaning my capes, housework, something like that. I haven't really given it much thought.
So her story is that she's the woman, she's the girl in the family, and...
The woman one.
Yeah, and the Count hates her for that. So he... Something that I find insane about this show is that it's a CBBC drama and yet...
Flagrant sexism.
Well, it's played as a... It's not right, he's evil, and that's why he's sexist. But the fact that the dad in the show that you often root for openly wants his daughter to die.
Wishes she didn't exist so thoroughly.
Now look, I don't know where you hail from, Mr. Count, but in our country, children are required to go to school. And if you refuse to cooperate, they'll be taken away.
Really? And how much would this service cost?
Cost? It wouldn't cost anything.
Splendid. Well, you can have her for a start. I still have some hopes for the boy. Oh, Ingrid, darling. I shall never understand this irrational jealousy of my favourite child.
I don't believe this. You love that TV more than your children.
Of course I don't. Just love TV more than my daughter. At last, you're showing an interest in violence and cruelty.
I'm violent and cruel, Dad. Look.
Ow! Whatever.
You can't ignore me for the rest of my life.
Yes, I can, and I will. And then one day, your husband will ignore you instead.
We've been over this. I don't need a husband.
Of course you do. Someone has to tell you what to do.
There's so... I mean, every single episode is something like, oh, Ingrid, I might have to sell you to pay for this party. Like, just
oh, Ingrid, I can't
so
wait to
much
marry
of it.
Her upbringing is so similar to mine.
You are the only child and they love you.
Sorry, what?
You
brother?
Can't have them aborted once they're born, can you, Mum?
You can't.
Shut up, this is between me and Mum.
You can't put them back in. So... I really found it quite trippy to watch because he really hates her and she...
Yeah,
because
but in
she's
like a
evil,
funny way.
In a, yeah.
In like a but, really funny way.
But because she's evil and she's like independent and she pretends that she doesn't care, but in her performance you can openly see with every single line that all she wants is to be loved. And it's so sad. Like, there's a bit where she's... He basically said, oh, Ingrid, I really don't care about you. Vlad's my favourite son, whatever.
Ingrid, fuck off.
Yeah. And she says, oh, you're evil and selfish. And so am I, but you just can't see it. And that's a great line.
Do you think it's because, to some extent, Ingrid reminds the Count of Magda?
She is so much like her mother. In the attic.
Yes, Master.
Behind some boxes.
Yes, Master.
Under a sheet.
The mum.
Yeah. Because we don't see how Ingrid was treated fully before Mag... We can talk more about Magda in a bit, but Magda's gone. She's run off with a werewolf. But when she does come back for like an episode or so, Ingrid's treated completely differently.
She isn't, though. She isn't treated like completely differently.
No, her mum still kind of hates her. Like,
no, because she's like, you get Vlad's room. Shut up. She's your older sister.
And yet, Ingrid could go live with her mum, and she chooses not to. So what does that say?
Mm. Well, I think what that says is that she values the love that's withheld more than the love that's given.
Deep. I'm taking these off. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't. I tried. I can't. I'm already wearing a push-up bra.
We've still got the rest of the
casting. Yeah. Before we go on to the count, because that's we will. Right. Oh, we trying drinks.
Do you want what some is orange that? Juice?
No, I'm all right, thanks. Juice. The Branners, I love them.
Oh, they're so annoying.
I love them. No, I love them. No, they are annoying.
I like the mum. I like, you like the Chloe. Women. I like the twins. But the dad, come on, you ruin it for the rest of them.
He's not in it much.
No, but he is irritating.
Can't do a Branner family camping expedition without Kendall Mint Cake. This is a disaster, Elizabeth.
Should we systematically go through the Branners?
Yes. Okay. I think we should.
Yeah.
So
youngest to oldest.
No, I want to do the twins. I want to do the twins first.
I'll race you to the muesli.
They're so cute. I'll race you to the muesli.
Elsie thinks they've got a degradation kink.
No, that's Laura that thinks that.
Laura thinks they've got a degradation kink.
Then everything you wanted. But tell us who's won. Who are you going to the disco with?
Okay. I want you to know this hasn't been an easy decision. I've decided to award you points for your efforts. Paul, you got 6 out of 10. And Ian, you got 6 out of 10.
But it's a tie. That means neither of us wins.
Exactly.
Well, okay, Ingrid, because she's Ingrid, treats them like utter trash and they fucking love it.
Yes, but all the boys in the school love her, and the dad and other men as well. Like, everyone's under her spell. So is it a kink if you can't help it?
I get where you're coming from, but they are so down bad. Everyone else is just kind of occasionally there. They are so...
Or do we only see that because those are the characters that we see?
Well, I mean, that's fair, but they are proper simps for her.
I'm not disputing that, but I don't know if they have a degradation kink, because I don't think it's their fault.
I think it's wonderful.
I'm saying if you do have a kink, that's on you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's really good twin casting.
It is actually.
Because they don't look alike,
but they definitely could be twins.
They could. Like, if I try and imagine their faces now, like, it's blurring into one. Like, you look at them and they're different, but for casting, it's really good.
I just thought they were brothers.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I feel like they look like the same person. They act like the same person. I didn't realize that they weren't.
They look like, you know, when you do that thing where you like mirror your face and you see if all your face look like this half and all your face. That's what they look like.
No way. I've got a date as well.
Nice one.
Come on then. Who are the lucky girls?
Ingrid.
They're very cute. They very, very much look like Welsh rugby players.
And they bully Robin rightly.
Yeah. Not rightly. That meanly, though. It could be so much meaner, but they've got a race to get the muesli, so.
Hello, we haven't been properly introduced. My name's Vlad, and you must be the kid who just climbed in through my window and started wandering around.
Robin, I brought your cloak back.
Oh, thanks. What are you doing?
Aren't you going to bite me?
Bite you? Why would I want to bite you?
You can if you want.
No!
Oh, okay.
You're lucky my dad didn't find you.
You've got no idea what he's capable of.
I know exactly what he's capable of. You're vampires, aren't you?
Don't be ridiculous. What a silly idea.
Talking wolf, bloodthirsty dad, first fang.
Oh, bats, I knew this would happen. Please don't get an angry mob and drive us out of town.
I think you're underestimating suburban apathy.
I like him. I like Robin. He's a shit friend, though. He's a terrible friend.
And he's quite irritating.
I forgot how bad a friend he was, because I guess I didn't really notice.
As a kid, you're inherently less capable of being selfless.
Yeah, he's a bad friend for storyline reasons, for misadventure and caper reasons. Yeah.
Morning. Haven't slept that well in ages.
Cup of tea in the pot if you want one, Lev.
Thanks, Mum. Have you heard? We're staying another night. See? Told your Mum would be fine.
That's because we have been up all night
stopping Dad from giving your Mum a one-way ticket to eternal misery.
Really? So staying another night is not a good thing, then?
He is only friends with Vlad for his own, like, it's got nothing to do with Vlad as a person, it's what Vlad is. It could be anyone. If they were a vampire, he'd be friends with them, and he has no vested interest in Vlad's want to not be a vampire. He wants him to be a vampire, all these things, which makes him a terrible friend.
He used to be dark and interesting. Now he's just like my dad. Pardon me for being selfish. This isn't exactly a win-win situation for me, is it?
And the younger sibling is Chloe. So Meg said last night she's got very Phoebe Buffay hair.
Yeah, she does.
In the second season.
She's quite involved in the first season. And then in the second, she says at the end of the first one, like, oh, I'm not going to be coming up to the castle anymore. I'm not going to be hanging around. It's not safe. And that's so boring of you, Chloe.
But I mean, she's very sensible. She's very clever.
She's a good character, and I guess she's only kept around because you've already got the whole Branna set up.
She's got to be the voice of reason. Someone's got to be the voice.
Someone's got to be the voice of reason.
And obviously, it's got to be the girl one, as we've discussed on this show before.
But she's such a good character in the first season. I don't know why you wouldn't utilize her in the second series, unless the actress was like, I don't want to be in it as much.
It might be that also because they had even more characters in the second season, and I think maybe they wanted less smartness, because like I personally think the second season's a little bit dumber, and maybe one of the reasons for that is because the smart character Chloe is just not in it as well. She's in what, like two episodes.
We disagree on the quality between the first and second season, but we'll finish the characters first.
Yeah,
the parents. So Mrs. Branna. Oh, I love Mrs. She's so thick.
Yeah. Ah, so you must be the famous Ingrid. You've certainly made some fans in our house.
Mum!
The weird streak in all of her kids 100% comes from her.
It does.
100%. Yeah.
Because of the sleepover episode. So Graham, Mr. Branna,
because of all of it.
Well, yes, but in the sleepover episode, Graham's away. And the house has a pest problem, so the Branners have to stay with the Draculas. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Branna is so, like, the Count is smitten with her because she's like a human with a pulse.
And she's also so willing to do housework.
Yeah, she's so, like, because she thinks that they're eccentric
Europeans.
She thinks, oh, that's just their culture.
Yeah.
She's so nice. She's like, Graham, we're not... What does she say? Just because they're a little bit different. And they've got her eating blood.
Well, no, because like, she makes blood cake.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, it's my grandma's recipe. I fucking love this.
Yeah, and grew up on a farm, obviously.
Yeah. And yeah. She's just all these like little things. I'm like, she has got a dark streak.
Yeah, she really does.
That you can see come out in all of her children.
What is the Kasha Kishka?
I found it in a Transylvanian cookbook at the back of the cupboard. It's animal intestine stuffed with buckwheat groats and pig's blood.
Oh. I think I'm going to be sick.
I do love pig. It's my second favourite blood.
I know exactly what you mean.
You do?
Sheep's blood's got a much subtler taste. I spent every summer at my grandmother's farm, and she always cooked everything in sheep's blood, swore by it.
Right, who's for pudding? Cow's heart ice cream.
Is there anything you two won't eat?
And even though the Count is like openly flirting with her, she's just like, oh, he's so nice. He's so friendly.
Yeah.
She's insane. There's an episode where she's making them all dress up as different vegetables.
That's the finale of season two. Yeah, yeah. The five-a-day family.
Five-a-day family, yeah.
You're a tomato. And you two can be the grapes.
I wanted to be the carrot.
Mm-hmm. Chloe's the carrot.
I suppose you're the banana. It's not fair.
The healthy eating theme for the Scout Cabaret tonight was my idea, so I get first pick.
There's no way I'm wearing this in public.
Of course you are. We need five pieces of fruit and veg. We're the five-a-day family.
You're coming, and that's an end to it.
Over my dead pineapple.
She makes her twins dress up as the same vegetable because obviously
grapes.
They're the same.
Counts as one. Yeah, because there's six of them, but you've got to be the five-a-day family.
Five-a-day family, yeah.
And they're angry because they're not the carrot, but to be fair, if I was the grapes, I'd be fuming.
There's not six of them, there's five of them.
No, there's six of them.
No, there's six of them because there's four kids.
Oh, there's four kids. Right, my bad. Sorry.
Again, you
Even
are.
You just did the same thing that they. That she
the
does.
Twins are two people.
Laura can't count. She's famous for this.
There's an episode where they're in the woodwork room and they're making a coffin because Ingrid wants a coffin. So they're making her a coffin because they're so down bad. And they're like, Ingrid, you're not dying, are you?
Again,
and Ingrid
is
like,
fair to call someone down bad if they're quite literally being hypnotized into doing these
things?
We
never see her hypnotize them.
No,
We
do see her hypnotize them. We see her hypnotize everybody.
No, we don't see her hypnotize them.
Yes, we do.
We only see her hypnotize Jono and Will.
She hypnotizes everyone. That's the thing.
She's kind of got an aura about her, but she doesn't specifically hypnotize them to
she
be.
Doesn't...
Yeah.
I think use your brains and assume that she is.
Well, yeah, she's got a kind of.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes, a certain je ne sais quoi that people are like drawn to, but I don't think she specifically. Sometimes she does, but that's for like specific things. But yeah,
I disagree.
They say, Ingrid, you're not dying, are you? And she gets smart and she's like, actually, yes. And people start getting her all these presents. I mean, it's wild in a kids' show to have someone pretend to be terminally ill.
Yeah, faking it in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh, in that same episode, they go into the sports hall because there's going to be like a charity gala for Ingrid, but no one's turned up, no one's there. So she's in the wheelchair, the twins are there, and Van Helsing is there with a chainsaw and her coffin. And saws her coffin in half. And it's shot in this kind of like lurid, almost like genetic opera way. Repo the genetic opera with Anthony Head. And so trippy. It's like if this was real, if she was actually dying, this would be so dark.
But it's okay because she's not.
Come on then. Let's go and make some money.
That's one brave young lady. Who cancelled the gala?
I did. No one mocks the Van Helsings.
It's a miracle! She's cured!
Shut it! I'm warning you. Step away from the coffin.
Bring it on, vampire.
Should we do the Van Helsing?
Oh my god, that man is insane.
We have, well, should we fully cover Mr. Branner, or do you think we've covered
No,
enough?
We don't need to cover Mr. Branner.
Don't make me talk about that man.
The only thing I want to say is I love when he finally fucking clocked that they're vampires, that he's wearing like an orange overall.
It takes him 27 episodes and lots and lots and lots of hits. I mean, if anything, he's thicker than Mrs. Branner.
Well, in the very first episode, Vlad says
Lisbeth?
To... Vlad says to... Sorry. Says to Robin, people are going to find out we're vampires because we're weird. And Robin is like, I think you're underestimating suburban apathy. I didn't know what suburban apathy meant when I was 8, but it's a very funny line.
It is a very funny line. And
he's right.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah. They do not care.
Yeah. We would maybe figure it out because we're so damn nosy.
Oh, we're not, though. We were when we moved in and it was during COVID. And
nothing else to do.
Nothing else was going on. But why I'm not, and I do not give a shit about anyone anymore. I lived in London too long.
There was one afternoon in summer a few years ago when...
What's going to happen?
Over the road, we could see our neighbours watching something.
Oh, yeah.
And we suddenly just got really into, like, what is that? What is it?
I wanted to figure it out.
Just for context, they were using a projector. So their screen, like, filled the window in what we could see. So it was like...
No, this is actually something else I'm talking about. Okay. I'm talking about on the other side of the building.
We were using
all the clues. So it got to the end. It got to the very end, and the credits rolled, and we were like, "Okay, so it's on Netflix. We know it's on Netflix." Yeah. Laura got her phone out and zoomed in, which is not anyway. It's a very Rear Window of us, and we saw the credit of like the editor or something. Yeah, yeah. And we went, no, not even that. It was something really minor. And we went on their IMDb and we were like, it's on Netflix. This person worked on it. There were military men in it. We worked out it was an officer and a gentleman.
Yep. Yeah, if you hadn't guessed it by now, it really shouldn't have taken us that long. No,
I mean, Richard Gere was in it. We should have worked it out.
Also happened with our other side neighbours, and they were watching something on a projector, so it filled their entire window. So we were like...
It was quite creepy, actually.
We were in the kitchen one day, and we were like... What?
Because it was nighttime.
Yeah, we were like, it was also, it's on Amazon. I remember going to animated, violent Amazon, and I started watching it. It's Invincible. Great show. Great recommendation.
Yeah, they recommended it to you.
Thanks, guys.
I believe you may have some unwanted guests in your house.
I beg your pardon?
I'm here to exterminate all vermin.
Vermin?
Yes, vermin. Pests. Parasites.
No, I'm sorry. I think you may have got the wrong house.
Behind you. Vermin. Vermin.
What, Magda, you mean? How dare you? She may come from a different cultural heritage, but that's no excuse for bigotry. I'm sorry about that, Magda.
Van Helsing's?
Oh,
that man.
That wasn't a positive, that man, just to make that clear.
So, it's... The woodwork teacher, Mr. Van Helsing, vampire slayer, his son Jono, they live together because his mum's left him in a caravan somewhere. It moves around. I don't think it's like a stationary caravan.
No.
So Mr. Van Helsing is obsessed with vampires to the point where it doesn't allow his son to have a life or friends. And it is sad.
Jonathan Van Helsing! I made the team! I made the team! Yes! Woo!
Very sorry to interrupt, lads, but you can take Jonathan's name off the list. He can't play. He has a rash.
Dad?
I will say, generally speaking, there is a lack of friendship for all of the children.
I think that's the point, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you've got like three outcast sons who kind of orbit each other.
Even Chloe, like, we don't see her. Well, I think this is just money. Like, we don't see her with her year because she doesn't go to the same school as them. And then the twins should have a lot of friends.
They've got each other.
But
well, they're captains of the football team.
Yeah. So they should have a lot of friends. But again, this is just for convenience, that none of them have any friends except each other.
Yeah. And there's, I mean, series one is the Van Helsing storyline, really, throughout series one, is Jono trying to convince his dad that he's wasting his life and this is why mum left. And please...
Which is so dark.
Yeah, and please will you let me join the football team.
Please, I don't, let me be normal.
Friends. I want
please,
friends.
Can I have some
like,
friends
he embarrasses
now?
Jono in front of...
Everyone.
In front of everyone by routinely. Being... By being, like... So Jono's dad is the teacher that no one likes. And he also doesn't have any friends. And he ropes him into these crazy, like, capers, schemes.
Dad, trust me. I spend all day with Vlad. I think I know if...
That's it.
What is?
Well, here's me doing all this secret surveillance stuff when you're in his class. Jono, you are going to be my mole.
Mole? I'm not being anyone's mole. I'll be your special agent.
Hey, that's my boy. Special agent. Codename... Mole.
And it would be really sad. And the ridiculous thing is, his dad is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because you so badly want him to be wrong because he's insane.
But he's right.
And he's such a sad little man. He calls himself a slayer. And when he tries to give up slaying, he's like, no, I have to slay Jono.
The amount of slay
Jono. And he doesn't actually slay a single vampire until the end of the second series.
Yeah.
In which
he's never slayed one.
And then he's never in it again. So he's never slayed a vampire. He reminds me of the Witchfinder in Good Omens.
Yes.
Where
Shadwell.
Yeah, Shadwell, because there are pictures of all the different Witchfinders that he's made up, and they're like, Witchfinder Major Wardrobe. Yeah, milk bottle. And in the second series, he has this like underground lair, which is under the school, and he's got these pictures of the family, but they're all him dressed up.
I think that they are other
I think,
people.
Yeah, it's meant to be, yeah, I get it. It's an ugly family, right?
I think that...
Oh, are we talking about Mr. Van Helsing?
Yeah.
When I saw those photographs, because he plays that character very, very just, seriously. It's camp.
So good at
He's a brilliant actor.
Full tilt boogie into that role.
He's
like,
really quite camp about it, appreciate it. But when you see those pictures, it's completely incongruous to the rest of the character. It's so funny.
You haven't told about the slaying, have you?
No. What's wrong with telling her the truth?
She's a psychotherapist. She thinks that vampires only exist in my mind.
A drag queen parody of season one and two would be the funniest shit ever, and you wouldn't have to change a single line of Van Helsing's dialogue.
Honestly. But he, during his sort of crazy schemes, all of his costumes are women.
Yeah.
All of his disguises are women.
There is so much cross-dressing in this, it wasn't ready for. Not that there's anything wrong with it,
but there's a lot of it.
Yeah, so much.
Well, they make a joke of it in series two because Jono's trying to dress up to get into the film that's older age rating, and his dad is like, "Go as a woman,
take the dress.
Go as a woman, take the dress. Go as a woman."
I didn't get that. This is what I thought happened. He dressed up as a man in a big hat and a beard. Got there, the server at the till rips his beard off him and tells him to get lost. And I just thought the guy was like, "You can't come into the film because you're a bit weird."
I
didn't realize
Jono.
He was trying to get into an older rated film.
Jono.
To me, though, this means that what's his name? Actually, I think we hear his name like
look
a
how
few.
Small my hands look in this cardigan.
We see we hear his name a few times. What is Van Helsing's name?
Eric.
What this means is Eric has tried disguising himself as a man a few times, but it never works. And
well,
then
the
he disguises
logic
himself.
Is,
that's why he's bald.
If you look as if you look like a woman, no one's going to question your age. It's like, oh
no, yeah, I know. I in my mind, Eric has tried several times throughout his life to disguise himself as a man in various ways. It never works. He tried it as a woman once and it worked seamlessly despite the beard. And he was like, right.
Yeah, he's always got the beard.
I must always disguise myself as a woman now. That is the way to go.
And he does do the woman acting very well. He's very practiced and he looks great.
Why, hello. I'm a lady carpenter, and I happen to hear that you have a table that needs mending in these parts. May I come in?
Huh. What are my manners? Allow me.
He actually looks good.
Who doesn't dress up as a woman? Because he does. Jono does.
Renfield. We need to talk about Renfield.
Who else? Does anyone else dress up as a woman that's not a woman? Robin does when Ingrid hypnotizes him and makes him dance around like a ballerina on the table.
Oh, no, that's Jono.
Oh, that's Jono again.
Yeah. And when that happens...
Really wanted something for Robin there.
When that happens, Van Helsing just lets the class in and everyone sees Jono and it's just... It's so upsetting. Like, there's a bit where...
You're gonna learn, boy.
Yeah. Like, there's a bit where he's like, oh, befriend Vlad, so we can, like, find out more.
He doesn't know how to make friends. He never let him.
So he sits down with Chloe and Vlad, and he's like, hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes. Mind if I join you?
Yes.
It's like, this poor boy. I feel so bad for him. And there's a bit I always remember. Like, I didn't remember very much at all. Until I watched it recently, and I was waiting for this bit to happen. So he wants to go fishing, and the dad is like, I didn't know you liked fishing. And he was like, I don't know if I do. No one's ever taken me. So they go, and he's like, what are your three jobs? And the dad says, teacher, slayer, dad. And Jono says, yeah, and which one is the most important one? And he's like, dad, obviously. He's like, right, so let's do this once a month. Just no talk of slaying. And you think, okay, this is all sorted. This is fine. And then in series two, Jono knows the truth, that vampires are real. And that's what you had a problem with, because you found this dynamic of the two of them trying to slay together and being shit kind of boring.
Oh, yeah. So I liked... So the beginning of season two, it's... So at the end of season one, the Jono finds out that they're real. Dad Van Helsing almost kills Dracula. And then it's revealed to be the truth. And then next season, they're, like, earnestly trying together to slay them. And I'm like, it was more interesting when you have a son who is so convinced that his dad's insane.
Which is normal of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the mum comes back.
Yeah, should we talk about the mum?
Yeah, Mina.
Mina.
Mina's so cute. She makes friends with Mrs. Branner and they go for coffee together and they're just girlies. Yeah.
Don't get the dynamic there, because she, in the first series, you think that she's left Eric, and then she appears in series two as a counsellor at the school, like she's supposed to be counselling Vlad.
Eric!
Leave her alone, vampire!
Is he a patient of yours?
Don't tell me you're still obsessed with vampires.
He thinks our whole family are vampires.
But it's true, Mum, they are!
Great. So now you've infected Jonathan with this madness. Eric, how could you?
And
she's a psychotherapist or something?
Yeah, kind of just moves back in.
No, this time I'm going to stay and finally deal with this crazy vampire obsession once and for all.
So are you together?
This was... So that just...
How confusing for Jono.
Yeah, no, because... So there's no conversation scene. I get that it's a kid's show and presumably they skip it because what kid's going to necessarily notice or care? But... She just moves back in to a tiny caravan. There's no conversation.
Three people can't live in that caravan. Yeah.
There's no conversation about, are they back together? Did they get divorced?
Well,
or
she
just
said,
separated?
I'm moving back in until you drop this. You've infected our son with this madness. I'm moving back in until I am sure that I can actually trust you.
Yeah.
That's what she does.
Yeah, I assume no divorce because everyone calls her Mrs. Van Helsing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means
she doesn't argue with that.
She just took off to punish the dad for...
Relatable.
for indulging in this Slayer in her mind fantasy, because which is so not a great mum thing to do, to just fuck off.
Especially as a therapist.
I'm like, where were you? Why have you just come back without any word? What, this is so inappropriate and bad for Jono. He's already got a very difficult home life and you're making it more confusing. Mm.
We've put this off for long enough. We should talk about the Count.
Well, that seems like a good place to end part A. I am recording this at 2:05 in the morning. I am halfway through editing. If you are the kind of person that listens to the episodes the day that they drop, we are currently existing in the same 24 hours. Isn't that a weird thing to think about? Am I going crazy? Potentially. Totally understand if you want to come back another day and finish it. I know it's a lot. I know. Right. On with part B. I feel like Martin Jarvis, and if you get that reference, you are a legend.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.